Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste and welcome. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I am delighted that you have joined me again today on our Live, Love, Engage podcast. And I am so grateful to have listeners, and we're growing every day, it seems like, which is really exciting. And I'm thrilled to have a wonderful guest on the program today. Her name is Nancy Abramson, and I've known her for a while and really come to admire the wonderful work that she is doing in the world. And specifically, what she does is she helps entrepreneurs overcome time management and money challenges so they can have whole lives that work, that they love, and are excited about, which is so awesome. Don't we all want that, I think? And just, she says that, you know, coaches are not just for achievement and athletics, and that's for sure. You can always do it yourself, or you can partner with someone like Nancy to achieve profound and lasting results. Because often our biggest obstacles are ourselves, and Nancy specializes in helping you get out of your own way so you can get clarity, focus, and freedom to live the extraordinary life that you desire. She's a collaborative partner for you, a mentor and accountability partner, which is really important, to help you achieve new levels of satisfaction and fulfillment. So welcome, welcome, Nancy, to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you so much, Gloria, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you because I know you're going to be sharing some great stuff, because as an entrepreneur myself, I can tell you that time management and money challenges have definitely been issues that I have dealt with in the past. So, and I know that they are a common thing. But first I want to ask you, before we kind of dive into I'm sure you're going to have some great advice for us on how to manage that, but what made you actually decide to be a success coach?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So I was the poster child for, you've got to get good grades in school so you can get into a good college, so you can get a good job, so you can work really, really hard and have your great life later. And I spent decades in accounting and finance, working crazy hours, and I was unfulfilled and just going through the motions. Like, I was living for my vacations and my time off. And I was good at what I did, but I didn't love it. And it was like every morning I would hit snooze, sometimes a couple of times. Yeah. Now I do work that I'm really excited about, and I can jump out of bed excited that I'm going to be working with my clients and making a difference. Yeah. And that's what I want everybody to have, to enjoy their lives right now, not sometime later. Like, this is it. Yeah. This is what we got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, each day. Right. So yeah. That's what I now have, and that's what I help my clients have too.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, because it is not good for you to be hitting the snooze alarm and you know, dreading getting up and getting to work, because life is short and you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So it is so important to be able to enjoy life today. So I'm glad that you found your purpose in life. So who do you serve? I mean, entrepreneurs is a really broad category. Are there any particular types of entrepreneurs that you especially like to work with?
Absolutely. I actually have two different groups of people that I work with. I work with service-based entrepreneurs. They could be sole proprietors working by themselves or small business owners and sometimes I help them on the personal side and sometimes it's on the business side, because as an entrepreneur, you know that it's so, they're related.
Yes.
And there are so many people that have one side that works and one side that doesn't. And you know that if you are an entrepreneur and your business life is great, often your family life is suffering.
Yeah.
Or I have some that their personal life is great, but their business life is stagnant. So I help them excel in both. And I also help people transition out of the corporate world into being an entrepreneur and start their own business. Oh. And I have a friend that has been talking about doing this for 2 years. And now we're, I don't know when this is going to air, but right now we're staying at home and still dealing with the pandemic. And the gift of this time is that she's now ready to start. So yesterday she agreed to work with me and we're going to get started with her new business that we're going to create. And having successfully transitioned out of corporate into my own business, I help people do that as well.
That's awesome. And kudos to her for two things. Number one, being brave enough to start a new business, because I know there's probably a lot of people out there who are probably like, you know, it's too crazy. I'm too scared to do anything. And for her reaching out for help and, you know, knowing that she needs the support of someone like you, because it's too hard to try to do this stuff on your own. So it's so important to have a supportive person.
I totally agree. And for those people that are like how I used to be, that we can do it ourselves. Like, there are a lot of us that are very gifted and very talented and very smart. And I used to be very proficient in, I can figure it out. I can do it. I don't need, I'm a New York girl. You want me to show weakness by asking for help and telling people I don't know what I'm doing? I'll figure it out. And I usually did, but it took a way longer time.
Exactly.
And it was not quite as efficient or as effective. So I got here, I could have been here, and I would have been here way a fraction of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's coaches. Everybody needs a coach. Mm-hmm. I have a coach. Yeah. Everybody should have a coach.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I can so totally relate, because I was the same way. I was definitely like, I can do this myself, and I would learn everything and study. And it's, you know, it's a great kind of ego boost sometimes to be able to say, okay, yes, I did it. On the other hand, it does. It takes a lot longer for you to reach the success. And sometimes it can be a bit more tiring than it needs to be. And right. I am learning right now that my goal in life is easy and relaxed. That's how I want to grow my business now, is in an easy and relaxed way. So okay. I love that. And the other thing, one other thing I was going to say too, though, is kudos for you as well, because you stayed in contact with this person for 2 years. And so that's an important lesson too, because I've had that too. I've had people that I was in contact with and they weren't ready to invest with me, but because I stayed connected with them and kept helping them out, eventually there came a time where they called and said, okay, yeah, I want to work with you now one-on-one. So that's also good for you. I just wanted to let you know. Kudos for you. So,
and one other thing, for just to comment on what I said.
Yeah.
It is what I've also learned when I made the comment about the New York girl. Yeah. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help. It's actually a sign of strength,
yes.
Which was a misconception I had mm-hmm. for most of my life, that, you know what, it's actually a sign of strength when you have the comment like, hey, mm-hmm. how do you do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What has your been experience? Let me learn from your mistakes. I don't need to recreate the wheel.
Right.
Somebody's already done it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Good point. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, absolutely. Now, you are really skilled at helping people in, you know, the different ways that we talked about, I mentioned in the introduction, time management, money challenges. So I imagine that you have some different programs that you help people with. So could you share those with our listeners a little bit about how you help people specifically?
Absolutely. And I'm pulling together like an overall program where I can pull the individual programs together, so that if people want to do the big package, which hopefully will be created by the time this airs, but right now I'm preparing for my productivity to profitability workshop, which I'm getting ready to launch virtually for the first time.
Mm,
and
awesome.
very excited. I have a signature program with my 3 P's of planning to help people feel less busy and more productive. And we can share, I'm going to share a little bit more about that afterwards. I also have my Trap of Comparison workshop, which has been getting such great responses from, and it's been really exciting to see the difference. That's come from a couple of different interactions with friends and clients that made me so present to how many times people compare themselves to others that might have bigger, better, more, and beat themselves up and feel less than or not as good as, not as pretty as, and make themselves feel terrible instead of inspired and excited about what's possible and what they can, and that end up buying cars that they can't afford, houses they can't afford, putting themselves in financial ruin or in just financial risk, let's say, because they're trying to buy things to look good to compare to somebody else. Yeah. So that's been a great program that I've done. I am creating one now on decision making, which I'm kind of excited about. And I also have Know Your Numbers and Grow Your Business. Yeah. So with my historical experience in accounting, I teach people that it's not scary to have a budget, that it's actually pretty easy. And we also debunk the mindset and the blocks about why people don't do their bookkeeping, that don't do the work, that work really hard and just hope at the end of the year they will have made money because they worked hard.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
those awesome. Are the programs that I have.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I definitely know that it is important to know your numbers, because how can you really know where you want to go in your business if you don't know where you are? So that's important that people that can learn that. Now, you mentioned the productivity to profitability. Can you share with us a little bit about maybe what that would entail? Or because I know I love the concept of it. So maybe give us a little tease about what it comprises of.
Absolutely. So we don't have time to go through all of them, but my 3 P's of planning are power, prioritize, and plan and profit. So power is exercise the power to say no to distractions and things that don't serve you. So I have a perfect example that I was dealing with recently. So for example, we've been ordered to stay home.
Right.
And during this time, there have been so many coaches, business people, so many people that have been offering such amazing programs.
Yes.
And offering them for free and challenges. And these are my favorite conversations.
Yes.
And I love learning. So I started saying yes to so many of them. And I got so busy and so overwhelmed because I might learn something that's going to benefit my clients. This is going to be, I'm going to get nuggets that are going to help me to make their lives even better. I need to learn and I need to improve my funnel and my sales. I can justify till the cows come home.
Yes.
And I kind of woke up one day realizing how overwhelmed I was with my calendar. I had a very strong talking to with myself. I reminded myself about my 3 P's of planning in the first P, and I took my own coaching and started saying no.
Good.
Because I realized it was, they were all distractions.
Yeah.
I know enough. And it was keeping me from launching my virtual webinar and my workshop, and it was keeping me from the work I needed to do from my business.
Right.
Started saying no, and it's just been, sometimes it's a little tough because I get an invite and I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. But no, stay focused on your goal and keep that in mind and why you're doing it. And is it really worth it, or is it a distraction from your goal?
Right.
So that is my first P.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can so totally relate to that, because I actually did a Facebook post a couple of weeks ago too. I said the same, almost the exact same thing. It was like, if I took all of these courses and took all advantage of all this stuff, I wouldn't have any time to do my actual work. And it was like, it was so wonderful. But at the same time, it was, I was definitely feeling overwhelmed and I had to put the brakes on myself. And I love that you talk about the power of no, because one of my very first clients was a life coach, and they used to, she used to do a presentation called No is a Complete Sentence. So I relate to that. But let me ask you, do you find, maybe in working with clients already, that people, and sometimes I think even especially women, have trouble with that, have trouble saying no?
Absolutely. And I had to learn that too. I think my first, the first real lesson where it really hit me was when I was still in corporate. I was an executive in a nonprofit and working crazy hours. I could never catch up and kept getting more and more things delegated to me that had to be done. And they had to be done right away.
That's right.
And I had a little bit of an accident. I herniated a disc and ended up breaking a disc in my neck. Yikes. And I couldn't turn my head. I couldn't look up. You can see everything is fine now.
Yeah.
But when I came back after the surgery of fixing my neck, 6 weeks later, all those things that were emergency criticals had to be done, were still there waiting for me.
Oh my gosh. Good grief. So
it was a really big wake up call for me. Mm-hmm. And that was when I first started to learn how to say no. Yeah. While managing expectations and not having anybody be upset with me and still be able to leave work at 6 o'clock most nights.
Right.
And so that was my big wake up call. And I do help my clients. And in my workshop, we do talk about how to say no. And right now, what a lot of people are dealing with are the extra distractions at home. Because not only, like some people are used to working from home.
True. Yes.
But maybe not with kids that are homeschooled or spouses that are home as well. And people that might be in the other room watching Netflix and trying to stay focused on getting your work done. And, you know, oh, don't you want to clean out the garage? No, I have work to do. Let's figure out a better timing for this. Like, and I help people work with that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
But it's important to manage the expectations.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. Because I know in when I first hired a virtual assistant, I learned about that the hard way because I didn't manage the expectations and then things weren't getting done the way I wanted to. And then it was like, well, yeah, of course not, because she doesn't know. She can't read your mind. So it's important to be able to clue people in and definitely have conversations with, you know, your loved ones at home or your coworkers when we're all back working. And of course, there's still people who are working at jobs right now. So it's good that you can help people with that.
And another tip is, while no is a complete sentence, if somebody asks you to do something, it doesn't mean you have to do it. But I also recommend if you're, if you, in your mind, the answer is no, don't start off responding with a no. It's a lot more effective if the answer is, I would love to, but that doesn't work for me. I can't do it now, maybe next week. Or, you know what, that's a really good idea. I can't do it, but maybe somebody else can. And if you, because if you start off with an immediate no, the person that made the request gets defensive or upset or stops, as opposed to something else like, yes, but, or I would love to, and then it's kind of like they don't feel so shut down, put down.
Right.
And then it's open for a conversation. Or I would love to, but I don't have time because I'm dealing with this. Maybe if you did this, I have time to do that.
Yeah.
And that's how it might work.
Yeah. Yeah. Do some negotiating with the person. Exactly. So yeah, if you can find a way to make a win-win, that's the ideal. So that's excellent advice that you're sharing. So Is there anything else related to this topic that maybe that I haven't asked you that you think would be important to share, you know, now and in the future when we're getting back into not maybe quarantine times? I don't think we'll ever be exactly back to normal because I think things are always going to be shifting a little bit, but anything right. else?
You can- it's going to be different. It's not going to go back to the way it was. And that, in some ways, I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
It, you know, I want everybody to go back to work, but I don't, there are a lot of gifts that have come out of this and it's going to be a new normal and it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the conversations that we've been having a lot is, and it will still be appropriate later, I think,
mm-hmm.
is to stay focused on what you can control.
Mm.
Like that's what a lot of people have been dealing with now. Like I've been really fortunate that I'm in several communities where people like us are spending this time creating and seeing how we can serve and what we can do and how we can, you know, build people up and build ourselves up.
Right.
Not sitting on the couch eating bonbons, watching Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, wasting the time away.
Right.
And I know some people have been very stressed and scared,
mm-hmm.
but it's where you're putting, where are you putting your focus and where you're putting your energy? Like, yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy stuff that's going on out there and people are saying crazy things. And we don't really know really what is so with a lot of that situation. Mm-hmm. And I can't control that.
Right.
So my focus is on what I can control, mm-hmm. what I can do within my family, what I can do with my clients, what I can do with my business. And I keep focusing on the things that I actually can affect
mm-hmm.
instead of the worry and the fear and dealing with all of that other stuff that just sends you down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that advice. I think that's awesome. Because that's all we can. All we can do is control our world right now. We can't worry about anything else. So thank you for that. I am sure there are people listening who are going to want to know more about you and how they can connect with you possibly. So what would be the best way for people to find out more about Nancy Abramson?
Thank you. Well, I certainly hope so because I am sure your listeners are part of my tribe and people that I would love to have conversations with. And my business name is Empowered with Nancy because I do it with you, not for you. Mm-hmm. And I am on, my website is empoweredwithnancy.com. I am on Facebook. I have a page and a group because I've been taught about the benefits of now having groups. So I have both of them, also Empowered with Nancy, also on Instagram with the same. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Nancy Abramson.
All right. Very good.
Should be pretty easy for people to find me. And awesome. If you want to email me, it's Nancy@empoweredwithnancy.
Perfect. Well, and for those of you who may be listening and you don't have anything to write with at the moment, don't worry. I will have all that information in the show notes so you can refer back to it later as well. So thank you again for taking time out of your day to spend with us and enlighten and empower our listeners with some awesome tips on how to manage expectations, how to say no, and do it graciously, and to be happier and successful people.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
And for any of your listeners that are interested or tempted or curious about what working with me would be like or what having a coach would be like, feel free to just reach out and schedule a half hour power call. I do free calls with people so that we can kind of answer questions, see what it's like. Even if you decide the answer is no at the end, you will get value and you'll get an aha in a phone call. And you can find out more about the events and workshops and things that I have scheduled on my website and in any of the social media.
Awesome. Oh, that's terrific. So thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate it. So thank you, everyone who is listening or watching on YouTube. And if you, just as a reminder, in order to be able to make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, be sure that you are subscribed on the podcast podcast platform of your choice, if I can say that correctly, or you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Gloria Rand Video. And until next time, I encourage you all to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.